Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting content about leveraging Supabase MCP servers to streamline database interactions, particularly for game development. Sounds intriguing. Is this geared towards seasoned developers, or can beginners follow along?
Both, actually. The content creator walks us through setting up a Supabase project from scratch, so even if you're completely new to Supabase, you'll be able to keep up.
That's fantastic. So, what's the core problem this tutorial is addressing?
The main issue is the complexity of writing SQL commands for database management, especially when making frequent changes.
Right, SQL can be a bit of a beast. So how do MCP servers come into play?
They act as a bridge between natural language and SQL. The tutorial showcases how an MCP server lets you interact with your Supabase database using plain English prompts instead of complex SQL queries.
That sounds incredibly useful. Can you give a specific example?
Absolutely. Imagine you want to add a new rarity feature to your game's items. Traditionally, this would involve a complicated SQL migration to add a new column to your database table. With the Supabase MCP server, you can simply tell it to add a rarity property, and it handles the entire SQL migration process for you.
Wow, that's a game changer. But does the tutorial cover any specific MCP server recommendations?
Yes, it starts with the built-in PostgreSQL server in Windsurf, which is good for querying data, but has limitations when it comes to making changes.
I see. So querying is fine, but modifications are still manual?
Exactly. That's why the tutorial then introduces a more powerful server by Alexander Zuev, which allows both read and write operations through natural language prompts.
Okay, and I'm guessing this Zuev server requires a bit more setup?
It does involve installing Python, pipx, and the server itself, but the tutorial provides clear step-by-step instructions for both Windows and Mac, along with Windsurf and Cursor.
I'm sold. It sounds like a must-have tool for anyone working at Supabase. Any final thoughts?
A tutorial also emphasizes the importance of security best practices, like keeping your API keys and passwords secret, which is crucial for any project. Overall, this content is a fantastic resource for simplifying database interactions and boosting productivity in game development. And with that, we wrap up today's discussion. Catch you in the next episode.
Goodbye.